So yeah, that's it in a nutshell, right? That's the trade-off. No more pre-existing conditions for basically making your product illegal to own. And I mean that happened because the Republicans were pretty intractable in Congress. And what does that mean? Oh, I'm anti-Republican, and the Democrats had a great idea or a great plan. Well, maybe the Democrats had a great idea, but they weren't going to execute it. I was pretty sure about that. And what I'm saying is that this partisan divide is really paid for by corporations and the oligarchs, I mean, it really is. They got past what they wanted. The oligarchs recognized that, hey, people got to have minimums. You can't just kick them off when they get sick because they get more unhealthy. And, I don't have a healthy workforce. So, they see that. But the corporations, right, they see Washington as basically a feeding trough. And somehow politicians have been acting as if the citizens of the United States are basically cattle to be herded for corporations to milk. And that's what's been happening. And Obamacare kind of just continued that model. I mean, it's hard to blame Obama for that, really. He did insure tens of millions of people. There's no lie about that. He did get us, the end of the pre-existing condition so we can see what that's like. I mean, it's a miracle, again, for those people that had that problem. So you see, this is libertarian socialism right here. I believed in the ownership society. I had my own business. I had a medical condition that cost me thousands of dollars, caused me to have a pre-existing condition, made me recognize how much money I was putting on the wheel, how much of my family's money, not just me, my family's money being put on the wheel. I just go get a W-2 job because I have the skills. I get insurance through them. I get a regular wage, blah, 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 blah. I don't face absolute, complete financial destruction because of an illness if I work for somebody versus if I have my own business. That was the choice I had to make 9 years ago, 10 years ago. So, the ownership society, yeah, I believe in it. But it's supported also by the idea that there's a collective safety net for people to execute their dreams, right? If you know that society's behind you and wants you to succeed, right? Then we support you and you succeed because you don't have to worry about these kinds of things, right? Libertarian socialism, it's a real thing. And here it is, right here, laid right out. The ownership society, a true libertarian concept, right, is supported by the idea of universal health care, right? A socialist idea. The libertarian and the socialists get together and America needs this thing. Libertarian socialism. Yeah, it's real. And we need it. And you should embrace it.